At the age of 4, Okemos native Anthony Iani was diagnosed with pervasive developmental disorder, a condition on the autism spectrum. Doctors told Anthony's parents that he would barely graduate from high school, would never graduate from college, and would likely need to be institutionalized for his adult life. His parents were devastated, but pledged that Anthony would be successful no matter what. And he is. Despite bullies and numerous personal challenges, Anthony Iani worked hard and never gave up. Not only did he earn his bachelor's degree in sociology from MSU, he's the first known athlete with autism to play Division I college basketball. Current sports host Al Martin of WKAR sat down in Studio S recently with Anthony Iani to learn more about his remarkable life.
I mean, it was tough because, I mean, there are a lot of different parts of the spectrum for kids with autism. I mean, there's high functioning where, I mean, that's me, where I, to you, I look absolutely normal right now. I'm talking to you, communicating with you. And then there's low functioning where most kids have to be helped out quite a bit. Where growing up, I had a lot of challenges, you know, especially in school. I had a tough time understanding nouns, verbs, idioms, and sarcasm. I still struggle with sarcasm today, but I'm better at it than what I was 10 years ago. So I managed to graduate from Okemos High School in 2007, played on a couple of great teams. We had the 06 team that was state runner-up, probably played in the greatest Class A state championship game in Michigan high school basketball history. Went to Grand Valley State for 2 years. Proud to say I'm 1-0 against Coach Izzo. We beat him my freshman year. So
that's pretty good, right?
It's not bad. But then we beat Grand Valley State, you know, when I came back, so I'm 1-0 against both schools. So there's an advantage to both that. But, you know, when I came here, it was a bit of a struggle because my first year I was like, okay, so I had to adapt, like, to that hardworking mentality that Coach Izzo loves. And luckily, you know, he's watched me play my whole life, and he knew how much of a hard worker I was going to be. And so had to work hard, had to earn a lot of respect around here because, you know, the position my dad has, because a lot of people thought I was here because of him, but I wasn't. And I wanted to go out and prove people that I was here for me and nothing else. And I wanted to show people that I was going to get my degree no matter what.
You said, did your parents wait until high school to tell you what the doctors told them when you were 4 years old? And, you know, the whole spiel I gave about, you know, they didn't think that you would, you know, amount to where you are right now. Are you glad they waited that long to tell you that, or do you wish they would have told you earlier?
No, I'm glad they did, because I think throughout, like, my early ages of my life, I think they wanted me to live a normal life as much as possible, and then I think they wanted to wait till I was a little more mature so I could understand the situation. I think they thought high school would be the best time to do it, and I think they also figured that, you know, it'll light his fire, and then he'll just go beyond places where he never thought he can go, and that's what it did. And so I'm glad they told me just before I turned a freshman in high school. It was like perfect timing.
That was perfect timing. I'm sure you used that as motivation and continue to do so. Now, the issue of bullying when you were growing up, I mean, how did you handle and what sort of things did you go through as a kid growing up and being bullied?
I mean, I was bullied a lot because I was bigger than everybody else. I mean, when I was in sixth grade, I was 6 feet tall and I wore a size 13 shoe.
Wow.
And a lot of kids made fun of me for being bigger than everybody else. But those kids that bullied me had to play me in Little League basketball, and I dropped like 20 points on one of them. And after that, he never said a word to me. But the cool thing was, as I got older, was whenever people were messing with me or disrespecting me, I had my friends who had my back saying, hey, you know, watch him tonight. He's going to go out and prove you wrong in this game. And then I would go out, play hard, do what I can do, and then the next day nobody would say a word. So I had my crew, if you will, to back me up. And that's what's so great about having friends and family, is that they can back you up no matter what. But obviously, you know, the other reason why I was bullied is because I have autism. Because when I was in first grade, I said and things I did and said things that were quote unquote different than everybody else. And that's why people made fun of me. And, you know, I had one kid who actually tricked me, who I thought he was a fifth grader. I thought he was my boy. I thought he was my guy.
You thought he was your friend?
I thought he was my friend. Because, you know, most kids with autism want friends when they grow up. That's what they want. And that's kind of how I felt about this kid. But then one day, him and his buddies pushed my friends away from me at recess, and him and his boys tricked me into putting my tongue on a frozen pole because they knew I would do it.
Oh, no.
But fast forward to 18 years later, I'm walking out of the arena, the Breslin Center, and who's outside waiting for me with a basketball and a Sharpie in both hands? It's that same fifth grader. And I was like, wait, what? Like, what is this guy doing here? And so he asked me, can you sign this ball for me and my little brother? But as I'm signing the ball, I remember one thing. This guy didn't have a brother or sister. So the message I have for kids today are, be careful what you say and do to others, because you never know who that person is going to be in the future.
Life is a funny thing, right?
It really is. It really is.
Again, folks, if you're just now tuning in to WKAR's Current Sports, we're chatting with Anthony Iani, of course, former MSU men's basketball player and national motivational speaker at the Michigan Department of Civil Rights. Now, for you, Ant, you talked about your support system, which really helped you to get through that bullying phase and motivated you throughout life. What made you, coupled with that, of course, you know, being, what made you really a fighter? And why do you think so many kids are bullied, who are bullied growing up, I should say? Why do you think so many kids today just kind of give up on life? Because we see so many times kids who are just, you know, committing suicide due to their stint in school in which kids are bullying them. I mean, what made you a fighter, and why do you think so many kids today give up?
Well, I have Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, I think, for that, because he gave me my opportunity to start somewhere. And he gave me the opportunity to be a keynote speaker at an autism function in Detroit just before I graduated here in 2012. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of knew I got done. I told my wife, I said, you know what? This is where I belong. I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but this is where I belong. And so St. John's Middle School was the first middle school to give me that opportunity. And after that opportunity, I just ran with it. You know, I changed a lot over the years, because looking back on how I started out almost 3 years ago, that's like, I go, man, that's how I spoke. Like, you know, that's how I did things. And looking on it now, it's like, okay, it's like watching film and basketball. Okay, I did this well, but I got to go back, add this, do that. And so, but I tell kids, I had a kid ask me up in St. Clair Shores, what motivates me? And this was before my son was born. And I said, you know, it's you guys that motivate me. It's the kids that motivate me, because it's 12,000 kids in a school that motivate me to wake up at 5:30 in the morning, go on the road 5 days a week at most, and go and motivate these kids. But now with my son being born, my son Knox motivates me to be the best father I can be and be the best speaker that I can be. Because when my son gets older, I want him to look at what I've did throughout my life and say to his friends, you know, my dad is the most inspirational person that I know. You know, my dad overcame this, overcame that. And so I want my son to use that as motivation too, so he can be great at what he does. But the bullying piece you talk about today is that, you know, I think the reason why kids are bullying others is because of the generation we're in. Because, you know, obviously with you and me growing up, we didn't have Twitter probably until the end of high school. We didn't have Facebook until beginning of high school. And social media has really played a huge part in that, which is, you know, the cyberbullying. And I tell kids everywhere I go that people who cyberbully, Al, those are just gutless cowards, because they're afraid to walk up to that other person and say what they need to say to them face to face, because they're scared and they're intimidated by that person.
As Tom Izzo would say, I mean, you know, these are cowards hiding behind a keyboard.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you wonder why Coach Izzo does not like Twitter.
Right.
And that's why, because of stuff like that. But the other thing people get bullied for, too, is because they're quote-unquote different traits, whether it's their hair color, eye color, skin color, or if they're diagnosed with a learning disability, whether they have autism. Like, people think they could overpower those people and think they're better than that, but they're not. And that's why some kids lose hope. But when I go to schools, my hope and my goal is to try and go out and inspire at least one person, you know, make an impact, leave an impact, even if it is one person. You know, if it's the entire sixth grade class, great, cool. If it's just one person in seventh grade, I'm all right with that. But if it's the entire school, I'm definitely, you know, going to be fine with that. But the one thing I love about my job, Al, is when I get kids walk up to me and share these stories, these personal stories that they don't even share with principals, teachers, or family, and I'm looking at them like, why are you telling me these stories? Like, why aren't you telling somebody else's? But they just open up to me, and I feel like I'm doing something right.
Anthony Iani, former MSU men's basketball player and national motivational speaker. It's been a pleasure, my man.
Thanks, Al. I appreciate it.